Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Arrow Season 3, Episode 1, The Calm, written by Mark Guggenheim and Jake Coburn, and directed by Glenn Winter. If the Emmys gave an award for Most Improved Show, I think it's fair to say that Arrow would have a fair shot of winning that award right about now. Season 1 was largely forgettable, but showed promise. Season 2 still had some problems, but it really worked out the kinks to deliver an exciting, fast-moving seasonal arc. Season 3 is poised to be even better. The character's been drawn so well at this point that its audience will be on board with just about anything. That said, I found this premiere to be somewhat of a letdown. It's not bad, and it actually has some very good moments, but as an episode of the series, it felt fairly average. The action is nothing we haven't seen before, the drama is largely taken from situations we've already dealt with, the calm is not representative of the series at its best. Many of the show's fans have been pushing for Oliver and Felicity to get together, and it's clear the showrunners know that. It's a big focal point of this premiere. But their relationship works better as friends, co-workers, and while I found myself enjoying their dinner scene together, I was especially glad when it was cut short by a missile flying through the restaurant. Oliver's big revelation that he can't be with anyone he cares about, and the kiss he later shares with Felicity, is exactly the kind of overwrought CW drama that drags the show down. Luckily, the calm has some life breathed into it through the introduction of Ray Palmer, played by Brandon Routh. Routh is funny, charismatic, and has great chemistry with seemingly everyone in the cast, and I can't wait to see how he fits into the story now that he's controlled between Consolidated. He seems to be positioned to play a similar role as Summer Glau did last year, but let's hope he ends up being a greater part of the proceedings, because every scene he has here is a delight. But let's talk about the big event of the episode, and it's one that will have a huge impact on the season going forward. Sarah arrives back in Starling City after having left at the end of the last season, and after helping Oliver out with the villain of the week and having a heartwarming conversation with Laurel, she is shot with arrows and killed. While it's sad to see Sarah go, again, I have some problems with how this went down. Really, the kill just didn't seem earned. If Sarah had arrived at the beginning of the episode and viewers had gotten to spend more time with her before her demise, I think the death might have had more impact. As it's presented, she's there for only a couple of scenes before she's unceremoniously killed off. It doesn't play like a character death that was needed for the story, even though it might very well be. It plays like a character death for the sake of Katie Lotz wanting to leave the show. Because of this, the calm doesn't really rise above the average episode of Arrow, but it does set the season up for great things in the future. Sarah's death may not have the emotional punch that was intended, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't interested in how Oliver and Laurel deal with it in the coming episodes. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to Green Arrow. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Arrow and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, Starling City residents.